This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 70 for Friday, September 20th. I'm Adam Polishotti. The ICE Futures canola market was in positive territory despite mixed sentiment in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil helped to underpin canola prices. However, European rapeseed was lower and crude oil had small losses. In the first 6 weeks of the 2024-25 marketing year, Canada had exported 1.45 million tons of canola, more than triple the amount from 1 year ago, according to the Canadian Grain Commission. The Canadian dollar was steady compared to Thursday's close. The November canola contract was up $6.30 per ton at $588.90. In the U.S., corn and soybeans were in the red, while wheat was mixed. The International Grains Council cut its world corn production estimate by 2 million tons at 1.224 billion, with ending stocks down 1 million tons at 276 million. As the harvest expands in the U.S. Corn Belt, the cost of barge freight is still elevated due to lower water levels on the Mississippi River. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange reported corn planting in Argentina at 7% complete, in line with the average pace. Seeded area in Argentina is expected to decline 17% at 6.31 million hectares. The December corn contract was down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.02. The IGC left world soybean production unchanged at 419 million tons, as well as world ending stocks estimates at 82 million. Soybean exports into China for the month of August totaled 10.24 million tons from Brazil, up 12% from last year, and 202,383 tons from the U.S., nearly double from 1 year ago. Ukraine's sunflower seed crop is likely to total 12.5 million tons, according to the country's ag ministry. The CEO of India's biggest palm oil company, Agrivet, said the country's palm oil production could jump to 1.3 million tons by 2030, compared to 400,000 in 2024, due to farmers planting more in an effort to reduce imports. The November soybean contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $10.12. The CGC reported 1.95 million tons of Canadian wheat exports so far in the marketing year, down 2.4% from last year. The IGC pegged world wheat production at 798 million tons, down 1 million from its previous estimate. Stocks would be up 1 million tons at 267 million. Ukraine's ag ministry said its winter wheat area may decline by 4.5% to 4.48 million tons. Grain Trade Association Cockerill cut its soft wheat production forecast for the European Union and the United Kingdom combined at 126 million tons, down 10% from the previous year. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.69. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.64. The Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.10. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Friday, September 20th. In Winnipeg from MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Polishotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.